Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. I appreciate all of you for listening in week one. That was by far our most listened to podcast in the 47 episodes we've done to that point. This is episode number 48, is bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspapers. Last week, we met with the coaches, and this week, we'll talk to some of the top players in Clintonville, New London, and Hortonville. Should be a whole lot of fun. But next time you hear from us, next week, we'll actually be reacting to high school football games, best time of the year football season. Look forward to that. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. We're also on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone and shared through social media every Saturday morning throughout the high school sports season. And before we get started, just to let you know, we're rolling out our fall sports preview articles. We have a few that have gone up already. I think it was New London Tennis and Clintonville Swimming. Those coaches got back to us right away, so we had those put them online and also in the newspaper, so you can go ahead and check those out. A little Q&A with every coach. Hopefully get that. If all the coaches respond, that'd be fantastic. You should be subscribing to the New London Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspapers. I'd appreciate if you do that. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specialists get paid on your satisfaction, not by how much you sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we will start in Clintonville with lineman slash linebacker Hunter Larengel. I talked with him last week. The Truckers will be playing Fox Valley Lutheran in Kaukauna on Thursday night at 7 o'clock to begin their season. That game is being played in Kaukauna, I should say, because somebody took their truck and they drove all around Fox Valley Lutheran's football field, and they will not be having any home games this year because of all the damage. So that's unfortunate for them, but that game will be in Kaukauna. And anyways, I talked to Hunter Larengel, and I asked him a first question about the transition to first-year head coach Tom Burkhalter.
It's good because we have an actual assigned head coach instead of two people in command, so someone's taking over the whole thing. And it's going pretty good for him. He's got a lot of help. We got really good assistant coaches and all that.
Obviously, you guys are just a few days in, but how have practice been going so far?
I'm liking the intensity. It's going pretty good. We've had some good plays by offense and defense, and yeah, just really intense, and I like the energy.
Have you been recruited at all for playing football?
A little bit. I took a tour for Ripon with a couple of my friends.
And what did you work on this offseason, kind of like to get yourself ready for this year?
A lot of weightlifting, a little bit of conditioning here and there, and just getting footwork and getting understanding the playbook.
And what are you hoping to get out of your senior season here in Clintonville?
Just to play as a team and be really intense on the field and hopefully win some games.
And do you set any goals for yourself, or what do you want to get out of your year?
Not really. It's mostly just team goals, but I always want to get a lot of tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always the goal.
Yep, definitely helpful. Is there anything else you want to add?
Nope. Looking pretty good so far.
You can hear more from Hunter Larengel and the rest and other players on the Clintonville football team later in the episode as our team of the week. And next, we'll head to New London with running back McKay O'Harn. The Bulldogs will be playing O'Connell Falls on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. I will be at that game. We'll be having our first ever Facebook Live pregame show. So like the Facebook page, New London Press Star, to get you ready for that one. I'll also be there, so I'll also be live tweeting. So follow Press Star Sports on Twitter. Get updates throughout the game if you're not able to attend. And also we'll be having a story with video, photos. Also have interviews on the podcast, a whole lot of stuff coming up after that game. Just put that all up on, well, the podcast will come out Saturday morning, but the game recap with videos and pictures will be up Friday morning after the Bulldogs play O'Connell Falls to begin the season. But here is McKay O'Harn, running back for the Bulldog football team.
And first question, just coming off a playoff appearance last season, how beneficial is that experience for the returning players like yourself going into this season?
It's pretty motivational knowing that we made it that far last year with the guys that we had on. We were seniors that year, but I feel like we can get farther this year with the new guys that we have coming in this year, so it's going to be pretty exciting.
Obviously, you guys are losing a lot of seniors from last year's team. How do you expect to replace them?
I don't really know that about that, but them guys were definitely some really good athletes, but I think we have some pretty good athletes coming in this year too, so it should be pretty good to find out.
And what have you been working on in the off season to try to get better this year?
Everything possible, lifting weights, doing my agility every day, conditioning, mentally preparing myself, watching videos and watching film and stuff, so everything pretty much.
Obviously coming off a big season for you, you're in the first team all-conference. You said you're setting any goals for yourself for this season?
Yep, definitely. I set my goals for 1,500 yards this year and 15 touchdowns.
And have you been like recruited at all for any schools?
Not yet.
Okay. What are you hoping to get out of your junior season?
Oh, my senior season?
Senior season, yeah.
I want a couple offers from a couple places. I want to reach my goals, and I just want to be that guy that helps out the team as much as I possibly can, because I know my teammates will help me too. So,
Mikhail Harn is a senior, obviously, not a junior, so I apologize for that. But next, we go to Hortonville for wide receiver Josh Giese. The Polar Bears will open their season against Appleton West on Friday night at 7 o'clock. I will be there. It's the first game ever at Hortonville's new football field. It's pretty awesome. I went there last week and checked it out, and it's pretty awesome new field they got going on there. So obviously, we will have our Facebook Live pregame show on New London Press Star Facebook page. And you follow us on Twitter at Press Star Sports, just like New London. We'll also have photos and video for that next game, as well as the podcast, which will be that next Saturday morning. But next, we'll talk with wide receiver Josh Giese. He recently gave me a Brent Suter bobblehead pitcher for the Brewers. So if you get me something, I'm definitely going to reward you. I can definitely be bought. So here is Hortonville wide receiver Josh Giese.
All right, first question. You guys missed the playoffs last year. How are you guys working to try to get back there?
I mean, I can say for the whole team, the minute that game ended, we were already looking at the next season, how we can get better, what we can improve on, and you know, having this new facility out here allows us to have the chance to come out here and practice at a top-notch facility and, you know, bring the energy every day.
And what have you been working on the offseason trying to get better with your game?
Personally?
Yeah.
Just working on overall speed. I think that's something I lacked in. I've been working on speed drills and track, obviously that helped, but just speed.
Have you been recruited at all?
Yes.
What schools are kind of looking at you?
The schools that I've probably narrowed down to, I'm probably going to go to Winona State or Northern Michigan.
And what are you hoping to get out of your senior season at Horton football?
Hoping to do things that people around here aren't used to doing. So, you know, advancing past, you know, the rounds in the playoffs, winning conference, you know, just leaving a lasting impression on our class to the community.
And goals for yourself? Do you have anything you want to do this season?
Well, freshman year, I made a list, and I had to, you know, get a one-handed catch, hurdle a guy, and get a punt return. So
how many you got so far?
I still have to do all of those.
Right.
So there's the three.
Busy season. Yeah,
those are the three goals. Yeah, usually I just do two hands. Coach says two hands are for beginners.
Yeah. So you're going to try to one-hand every catch this season? That's the plan?
Just can't catch ball.
All right. Obviously, you guys a few days into practice. How's the team been looking so far?
Fantastic. You can see how hungry everyone is. At the minute people get out here, they're just 100%, everybody, whether it be just wearing helmets or full pads, everyone's going 100%. It's awesome.
And then last question, just thoughts on the new field. How does it feel to be out there this week?
Feels fast.
Yeah.
Feels fast.
And how excited is the team going into this season with this new field and all this luxurious stuff?
I mean, it kind of brings more of a spotlight on us, and we're extremely grateful for that, because to have this opportunity to play in a top-notch facility, we're ready.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add?
Roll Bears.
Thanks to Josh, Mikhail, and Hunter for spending a few minutes with me to answer a few questions and preview their team's seasons, as we're just a little few days away from the high school football season ready to get going. But next, we head to Clintonville for our team of the week. It's Clintonville football. I met with them last week. Thought it went pretty great. Here is Clintonville football as our team of the week.
And here at Clintonville football is our team of the week. We asked five athletes five questions. We start with Hunter Loringle. Highlight of your summer. What did you do this summer?
I worked quite a bit, and then we had our few contact days. Those were a nice thing. And then did some swimming, you know, average stuff.
Awesome. Sounds like a good summer. Favorite food?
Ooh. I like some venison.
Yeah.
Yeah, deer I kill myself. I like to eat that. It's good.
Fantastic. What's something we should know about Coach Tom Burkhalter? He's not going to listen, so he can say it if he wants.
Okay. Tom,
he's way over there.
He's a good guy. He likes to joke around with us, and he's just an all-around good guy, good coach. He knows a lot of what he's talking about.
Who's your favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Atina Wallvogel.
Why is your favorite?
I give her I give her some crap, but she's always there to help me, and she never is not there.
And plans after high school, do you know what you want
to
do yet?
Either go to Ripon and play football, or go to Tech for welding.
Next up here with Bailey Tate. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Country.
What's your favorite song?
Probably.
Or musician, anyone you want.
Jason Aldean.
Yeah. What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
What do you like about Christmas?
All the gifts.
Yeah. What did you get for Christmas this year?
Clothes.
Fantastic. Can't get enough of those. Best football memory? Any age, any time.
When we won our last homecoming.
Yeah.
The whole team was excited about that.
Who is your favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Mr. Nygberg.
Why is he your favorite?
Because he's pretty cool. And he's kind of stubborn sometimes.
Yeah. Plans after high school, what do you want to do with your life?
Work and make money.
Makes sense. Yeah. Are you going to college or are you just going to go to work?
Working? Straight to the workforce, I think.
Next up here with Sean Finger. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Probably be a monkey.
Why would you want to be a monkey?
It's always been my favorite animal.
It is a good one. Favorite TV show, what do you like to watch?
Probably 13 Reasons Why. I don't know. It's really the only TV show I've watched in a while.
What are you looking forward to most going into this season?
Probably the new coaching staff and just all the energy that's been brought with new coaching staff and all the new players, stuff like that.
Who is your favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
I'll have to go with Mr. Reese.
Why is he your favorite?
Well, this will be year number 4 with him for math, and he's just, I don't know, he's a great teacher, I think, so.
And then plans after high school, you know what you want
to
do yet?
Well, I want to go to college, but I don't know what I want to do yet after that.
Do you know what school you're going to try to go to?
No, I've been looking at a few different ones, but I don't know yet.
Next up here with Riley Yench, dream vacation, where would you want to go?
Probably Hawaii.
What'd you do in Hawaii?
Surf. I don't know. Probably get swimming time with family.
Yeah. Who is your favorite athlete? Any sport?
It'd probably be Jalen Ramsey of Jacksonville Jaguars.
There you go. Superstitions. Anything you do specifically before games?
Not really.
No.
I'm not into that.
Okay. Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Probably Miss Cheney.
Why is she your favorite?
She's the plug, and like she helps me, so I understand the concept.
And plans at high school? You know what you want to do yet?
I think I want to go into athletic training, and go to college after high school.
Do you know what school you're going to try to go to?
Not at the moment, no.
And we finish off with Isaac Yench, bucket list item. What's one thing you want to do before you die?
Skydive.
Skydive. Okay, that's. So what everyone says when I ask that question. Favorite sports team, any sport?
Probably the Los Angeles Lakers.
Why them? You like LeBron?
Yeah.
Funniest teammate in Clinton football is who?
Probably Braden Shepherd.
Why is that?
He just cracks me up all the time.
And favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Atina Walvolo.
And why is she your favorite?
I had her 3 straight years, and she just helped me.
Awesome. Then plans after high school, do you know what you want to do yet?
College for dental assistant.
Do you know where you're going to school?
Nope.
Okay.
Plenty of time to figure out which college you're going to go to, just like there's plenty of time to drink down a nice cup of Nicolet coffee. It's fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet. You can check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And before we talk to you next time, we have one last interview. While I was recording, we had a guest step into the podcast recording studios, which can also be called my parents' basement, but here is an interview ahead with Hannah, who did a fantastic job. I'll talk to you guys next week, and I'll leave you with this. And a special guest just walked into our broadcasting studio. It's Hannah. Hannah, what would you like to say? Who is your favorite guy?
Eric.
Why is Eric your favorite?
Because he is my favorite, so I like him.
Anything else you wanted to say?
I do really like coming to our house. I want to say something. Who's your favorite girl?
Hannah.
Okay.
Thanks for joining the show, Hannah.
Thank you for the show.